Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hey, everybody. It's Andrea Donsky here. Lisa Davis is away today, but I have an amazing guest because, you know, for those of you who know me, you know that I could talk about energy healing chakras for hours. So today's guest is Ariana Barrett, and she is a certified energy healer. And I'm really excited to get the conversation going because I think it's such an important topic that we should be talking about it. So welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Ariana.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me. It's the Andrea and Ariana show now, huh?
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. All right. I love it. Okay. So for those of people who are listening and they may not really know what a chakra is and they're newer to this type of, let's say, lingo, can you just explain what it is in a really simple way?
I'd love to. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit, in that ancient language. So they're energy wheels. We have 7 primary chakras in the body that most people are familiar with, and they're in different parts of the body. So the first chakra is in the lower part of the body, and it resonates to a certain color. That would be red. If you remember in chemistry class, red is a really short, high vibrational frequency, and blue is more of a longer wavelength. And so it resonates to the color red. It also resonates to the musical note C as in cat, and also resonates to certain smells, aromatherapy smells. So we have 7 primary chakras, and so they go from the bottom of the body all the way to the top, and the top one resonates to the color violet, and it's a 7th chakra, and it works with higher power, higher purpose, where the first chakra, the emotions connected to it, is really family, finances, security, foundation. And if you think about it, it's the lower part of the body, which is our foundation.
So, you know, I know that, you know, I go for energy healing all the time, and my energy healer always checks to see if my chakras are open or if they're closed. Explain a little bit what it means when a chakra is closed and how does it become closed in the first place?
Well, emotions are a huge part that affect our energy, and emotions are energy. If you think about the word emotion, it's emotion, energy in motion. So when we're not feeling and processing and releasing our emotions, that energy gets stuck or blocked. They get blocked in our acupuncture meridians. We have 12 acupuncture meridians, and they also get blocked in our chakras. So it just reemphasizes the importance of really tuning in and honoring your emotions and owning your power with love. Not true power, authentic power is not putting people down and trying to be bigger than and being a tyrant. It's truly about speaking your truth and doing it with love, owning your power and honoring yourself. And when we don't do that, those emotions, when we stuff them down, they create havoc and cause physical problems and ailments in the body.
And if we want to open them, what are the best ways? I know you mentioned before essential oils, aromatherapy, I mean, love. So
music,
what are ways that we can open it? Music. Okay, so what are some, let's say, your top 5 ways that we can open up our chakras by ourselves? Because, I mean, obviously we can go to a healer and they can help us. But what if we wanted to do it today in our home? You know, what's an easy way to do it?
Meditation is wonderful. I meditate every morning and I run a pillar of light from the top all the way down to the core of Mother Earth and back up through to the top. And I spin my chakras. So it's intention. Energy follows intention. And so it's also visualization. Seems like it'd be a hard word today. Visualization. So seeing the chakra spinning, and they spin on the front of the body and the back of the body. So we can work with it through meditation. We can work with it with owning our power and connecting to our emotions and processing them and speaking our truth. When we don't speak our truth, that throat chakra, that gets clogged. And so don't be surprised if we have some physical symptoms or ailments in that part of the body. It's all connected. We are a huge electromagnetic field. We are not just this physical vehicle. We have 4 bodies. We have a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body. So I had mentioned this on a previous show that if there's an issue with your heart or your brain, you go to the doctor for an EEG or an EKG so they can measure the energy or electricity that's running through you. If you don't have energy running through you, you're flatline. You're not here. So it's very important to pay attention to those emotions, which are energy, in addition to the energy in our body. So we can meditate. We can connect to our emotions, owning our power. Exercising is a wonderful way to move energy. I love to run. I love to coach running. And in that movement, I'm giving my mind something to focus on while my body moves. And then I go into that meditative state. We can also do mantras, which serves the same way, where you're giving your mind something to do. You go into that meditative state so you can balance your energy centers.
I love that. I love mantras. I'm a huge fan. I actually have them posted around my office, and because we forget to say things, right? And sometimes we're hard on ourselves. So mantras are a great way to just open up our mind and reprogram what our internal thoughts are.
Absolutely.
And internal programs are.
And that's what I do. One of the techniques I do is called the lifeline technique, and it works with the subconscious. And the majority of what we say, think, and do comes from a subconscious program, about 90 to 95%. And the majority of those programs we download between the ages of 0 to 6 years of age. And so if you look at children, they're like sponges. They're just downloading everything in their environment. So it's very much like buying a new computer, downloading or uploading software, and then you're running those programs for the rest of your life. So at that time of download, you actually then send out a radio signal or an attractor field to attract in people, places, and things that make you experience that same emotion at the time of download. So if you're ever experiencing something you'd never choose to, it's coming from a subconscious program. So with the lifeline technique that I do, I assist in uploading higher vibrational software to the computer of your brain. And I do that with 14 healing modalities, being color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy. I'm intentionally triggering your chakras, and I find out which chakras are out of alignment or balance by doing muscle testing. So we're kind of piggybacking on that last interview you just had. So applied kinesiology or muscle testing, the nutritionist was talking about, I do that as well. So it's a wonderful way to connect to your subconscious and higher self. There's no thinking involved, and I don't even have to do it on you. I can just tune into your energy field and find out the information. So I can do distance healing as well. So there are 14 healing modalities within the lifeline technique: color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neurolinguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming. If there was a trauma, I find the location where your eyes were looking at the time of trauma. Then I create a synthetic REM pattern, a synthetic rapid eye movement pattern to release that. And then when you sleep that night in natural REM, you actually will process that memory from long-term memory to short-term memory and release it. So there are 14 healing modalities within the lifeline technique, which are just phenomenal. But it is working with the chakras, the energy centers, and the subconscious.
You know, I had EMDR done on me. My mom took a course on it. She's a master of social work because she was doing some courses to upgrade, and she took EMDR. She did EMDR, and it was actually pretty phenomenal. You see things flash before you in such a quick way. It's like old programming. It's pretty wild. So for those of you,
it's
who
profound.
Haven't tried, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's profound. It's pretty awesome. And I was working with a client last night, and it came up. So no session is the same, even though it's a 16-step flowchart. No two sessions. You could have 100,000 sessions, and no two be the same. And this came up for this client, and there are actually three separate eye patterns that I needed to do for him. And after, he was just exhausted. And it's funny too, because I'm asking people to follow my hand with their eyes, and they'll move their heads or their eyes won't look in that direction because there's memory there. They don't want to look in that direction. So it's a time in the session where I have to be very, very nurturing and supporting to the client. Like, you're doing great, keep going. And then they tend to be tired. And I tell them, you're going to sleep really well tonight, and try to get two REM cycles. So one REM cycle is 4 hours of sleep. So try to get 8 hours of sleep, because your subconscious is going to be process the work that we just did. It's powerful and it's profound. And I only get certified in healing techniques that have made a huge difference in my own life.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, for those people who want to see you or want to learn more about you, how could they get in touch with you?
They can find me on Facebook. So it's Ariana Barrett. Ariana spelled like Ariana Grande with one N, and Barrett is B-A-H as in happy, R-E-T. Or feel free to call me. My cell phone is 928-451-2561. And again, I can do sessions over the phone. Energy follows intent, and we can just tune in and connect to each other's energy fields.
I would think this would be really great for kids, because, you know, as parents, you know, we do what we can to help our children, you know, the best we can at the time. But I would think, you know, we're not perfect, and helping kids to release those old programs that as parents we may have put into their minds, it probably would be a good thing for children, I would think.
Absolutely. And that is the clientele that I am connecting now more with. And also not only releasing the programs, but giving them the tools to learn how to process their emotions. It's very, very important. And if you start at that age, then there's less work later on to release or undo, I guess, if you want to look at that way. So yes, exactly right, Andrea. Children are wonderful to work with in this way.
I love it, Ariana. Well, stay tuned, because we're going to have Ariana back for another segment. And I want to pick up on the tools for kids in terms of helping them process through. I think that's really awesome. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Open up those chakras. Stay well.